It is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. I think few things can be more heartbreaking than that. And for that reason, I want to chat to Lisa Strydom, the National Manager for Care and Support at the Cancer Association of South Africa. Lisa, you got a tough job.
We do, Simon.
Now, I mean, you really got to be built strong to deal with what you must see every day. That is for sure. But talk to me about the Cancer TLC program. What is it?
Right. Well, TLC stands for It's Tough Living with Cancer. And it is our program for children and young adults with cancer, or for those who have parents who are going through cancer, because obviously it affects the children as well.
So how does your organization and this campaign in particular support children and teens with cancer? And is it in both, is it in public and private hospitals or just government hospitals?
Well, we have three lodges where we have children or parents who are undergoing treatment, or let's say parents of children who are undergoing treatment, who can stay with us during the course of their treatment. And that is in public hospitals, in three public hospitals. So that's in Pretoria, Durban, and Cape Town. And then apart from that, we also have a lot of resources available that is it. Will be able to help children as they move through their cancer journey. So it goes for little booklets that they can read to understand what it's all about. We've got fact sheets for the parents so that they can understand more. We have a telecounseling service for the parents to provide them with more support and information. And that's available in nine different languages. And we also do virtual counseling. We have a number of support groups available both in person and virtually, mainly through WhatsApp or through Facebook, that supports parents. And we are in the process of launching, we're just finishing the development actually, of an app that will be launched for teenagers with cancer, teenagers and young adults, to assist them with support and more information.
Do you exist because hospitals are failing in their missions to do what it is they should be doing, or worldwide would you exist in any event because you're providing the extra?
Yeah, I think we are providing the extra. We don't really get involved in the actual treatment or the medical side of things. We are really there to provide support and to fill in the gaps where government doesn't have the capacity. So there are some things that we assist with, which are kind of on the medical side, like, for example, we supply ports and Broviacs or special needles and that type of thing to the public hospitals when they do not have sufficient stock, because those make the chemotherapy much less traumatic for children if they can have those little devices installed. So we assist with those type of things, but government also does some of that when they have the funds available. But then a lot of it is around the information, the support, connecting with others in similar situations, the accommodation. That's where we really come in.
For somebody who, thank goodness, hasn't been exposed to this, and I really am touching wood and saying thank goodness, but how extensive is the need? How many people are you assisting and treating in any one particular year?
Well, I think if we say that in children, we probably have between 1,000 and 1,500 new diagnoses per year. So it's not, if you think of the whole population, it's not a massive number in terms of the whole population, but it's a significant number to deal with. So, and those children, it's not a once-off treatment. You know, they'll have an initial, say, 3 or 6 months of treatment, and then sometimes they have to go on for several years with treatment at regular intervals. So it's a long process. And so at any one time, we are probably seeing or supporting several hundred kids and families on a monthly basis.
And then, you know, you just got to think about the reality of living in South Africa, that there are those with means and there are those with absolutely nothing and who are destitute. And then I'm thinking nutrition must be such an important component of treatment. Are you assisting in that regard as well?
Yes, you're right. That is a huge issue, because if you have children living in poverty who are dealing with chemo and have compromised immune systems and, you know, really need to be getting stronger to deal with the treatment, and they are living in dirty conditions without good nutrition, it really doesn't help the prognosis of the disease. So yes, we do have food parcels that we make available to families that are in desperate need. Unfortunately, we can't provide them with those forever, but you know, at least for the period when the child is having treatment, we can provide something.
How are you financed?
Mostly through fundraising. So you will probably be familiar with things like the Cancer Shave-a-thon or the Cancer Relay for Life events that we have around the country, or CUPPA for Cancer. Those type of events help us with our operational costs. And then we also have things like cyclists doing the Cape Epic, for example, who will cycle for cancer and raise funds for us like that. Specifically for TLC as well, we have a number of groups that do that. And then we also have a number of grants from international organizations that assist with our TLC program specifically.
Lisa, we're kind of out of time, but I have to ask you a final question, which is this: what is your message to families currently facing a childhood cancer diagnosis and to the community that's able to rally around them?
What I would say to the families in that situation is, please know that you're not alone. Cancer is here to support you. Please do reach out to us. We have a toll-free line. We have a WhatsApp line. We have an email line. So please, whatever works, please contact us and let us see what support we can provide. And for those who have means to assist, you know, if you can make monthly donations or even just a once-off, it really will help us towards being able to support children and their families.
Lisa Strydom, National Manager for Care and Support of Cancer. You're doing God's work. It is phenomenal what you're doing. Thank you.